Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Jets making a decision to cut Xavier Gibson after the fumble, but it wasn't just that. Aaron Glenn spoke today. Do we have that cut there, Dove? So listen to Aaron Glenn now. I believe that this is within the last hour, whenever you addressed the media today, explaining his decision to move on from Gibson.
We released Xavier Gibson, and we will be bringing some other guys. We already brought one guy in, like Isaiah Williams, who I know. He was with us in Detroit. I think 23 or 24, he was with us. And then we're going to look at some guys that's in-house. And I want it to be known that decisions that's made are not rash decisions. And they're never based off of one incident. So, and I will keep it at that. Xavier's a really good player. And he's going to play in this league. But I felt there was time for us to move on in another direction. So I'll leave it at that.
I like it, you know, and that goes into one of the things you and I really like it, you know, I love it. You know, I said this on Monday that they should cut Gibson. I didn't know that they would. I love the swiftness and the decisiveness. But what you were saying was, well, it's a slippery slope. What happens? Breeze Hall puts one on the turf or a star defensive player does something stupid. Is it the same penalty? And we all know there's a different code of rules for the stars, but what he told you right there reinforces what we said before. Hey, it's not the first time, and what you saw in practice, it's time.
I just wanted to dispel the narrative that everybody, because it is everybody, oh, the Jets making an example of Gibson and sending the message. That's not really what's happening here. He made a mistake. He's been prone to making those mistakes. He was fringed to be on the team to begin with, and they decided to move on now instead of having it come back to bite them again. So, yes, they held the player accountable, but it wasn't just for that one play. That's the big part here. It's not, you make a mistake, you're going to be out. There's that narrative around this decision, and Glenn just explained it's not just that.
Let's face it. This was a two-foot putt. This was pick it up. It's a gimme. Because he's had ball security issues. Glenn did not draft him. As a matter of fact, nobody drafted him. He was undrafted. He signed with the Jets as an undrafted player. And you got to respect that route, because just to even score a touchdown in the NFL after you don't get drafted, and he did house one to win it against the Bills the night that Rodgers got hurt. So we'll never forget him for that, and we wish him well. But this was an easy move. He's not very good at his job. You have no financial commitment, so let's do this. And now we can reestablish messaging and reinforce a few things. And you're not going to see this every week. I mean, you know, if Olu Fashanu has two false starts on Sunday, he might get reamed, but he's not getting benched because he's supposed to be a really good player. He's going to be. But I like it. It's a great start, and there's consequences, even if we can interpret those a little differently. And there's swiftness, and there's no sloppiness, and there's no acceptance of less than good stuff.
And also the way that he addresses it, head on, direct, no humming and humming up, no getting caught up by some kind of question from the reporters, no on his back heels.
Yep.
He's addressing it, and just before we get going here, this is not based off of one decision. Here's the next one I want to play. I didn't hear this during the break, but I did read the quote, and I want to play this for everybody here, BT. It's Aaron Glenn when he was asked if watching film from week one made him more excited about the Jets' potential for the rest of the season.
Potential that you guys have the line of scrimmage at full season.
To be honest with you, after that Monday, like, I flushed that game. You know, so I'm excited about the things that we're continuing to build and how we're moving forward, to be honest with you. And I try my best not to look back and focus on, like, what just happened, if that makes sense. I really focus on what we're trying to do right now and continue to plan our brand of football, because I think that speaks louder than anything. So I'm excited about the players we have. I've always said that. I will always say that. Because I do think we have damn good players on this team. And with the coaching staff, man, we're going to do everything we can to coach these guys up to be a good opponent that's coming into our building.
Here's one thing I really hope for Aaron, and not even for me, as a Jet, like for him and what he's trying to do, because you're going to hear a lot about the future and excited about what we're building. I believe that, and I believe the building feels that. I know the fan base feels it. eventually, early, you're going to need a win to support that, right, to make it even pop even more.
Right, because you can't go 0-5, 0-6. The results have to follow it, but come on, dude. That is music to my ears, hearing a head coach address things with honesty like that. You know what? To be honest with you, after Monday, we watched the film, I flush it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was a lot of good, he could have easily said, yeah, you know what? I'm encouraged the way that we played.
Yep.
It gives us hope. No, I flushed it. We're on to the next. We're building something here. Get the hell out of my way. Let me. Like, that's basically what he said. I know
like
what
that.
I'm doing.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Gio is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Gio, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And yeah,
I love it from Aaron Glenn. But you're right. We talked about this earlier. The results have to follow, because if you start 0-2, 0-3, then it's going to be more difficult to keep that negative cloud, whether it's the questions, the fan base, the feel,
infiltrate
away.
The building.
He's going to need, again, I don't think they need 7 wins this year.
No.
You need some early wins just to let it know that it's working.
But I also think they could get 7 wins. Yeah. I mean, Miami's in trouble. The Patriots aren't going to score a ton of points. And obviously a few other teams that you could end or should beat. But listen, I don't want to get too wrapped up in like 0-5, 1-6, whatever. We'll just know.
Yep.
Like, all right, let's say that you never want to come out and nobody's going to get a thunderous applause for starting 0-2 at home. I don't care if it's Kotai coach of the team. You get 2 home games, you're generally supposed to get at least 1 to start the season. But, you know, it's 2 terrific teams and now it's the Bills. But we'll know optically if the Jets lose 31-13 and Fields puts 2 on the turf and 1 in the hands of a corner for the Bills. Most of the steam, even though I'm saying that, of course, it could be regenerated, but at least temporarily, the steam is gone. If they lose 20-17 or 24-21 or 27-20 or 30-24, and it's competitive and tight, and the better team wins, that, oh yeah, by the way, is favored by basically a touchdown for a reason, well, we've got to maintain perspective. I don't want to say there's good losses, but there's losses that give me a little more reassurance that it's moving in the right direction. And I know it's early, but man, I've got complete faith in this guy. If Aaron Glenn fails me, I'm done. Then I don't know what to believe
in
anymore.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. When you're fighting off the SOJ, it's a very difficult thing. It can't be erased in 1 week. This is a long process. But along the way, you're going to have some signs that you are heading in the right direction. I think success after week one, even with the result, eventually you're going to need the result. You also need to stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week 2 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Come on, it's nothing. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get things started today. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls here.
By the way, real quick, did you see who's on the game for the Jets and the Bills coming up on Sunday? Did you see the broadcast
game? I did not.
Want to take a guess? CBS? How do you think that CBS views this game?
Profile-wise.
And it's not Ian. I'll give you that.
So then is it Nance?
It is. It's Nance and Romo.
You seem down on that.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Really?
No, why would I? I don't think they're good at
they're
all.
They're the number one team. Would you rather have
what?
They're
not my number one team.
Like,
Tony Romo's been bad the last 3 years.
They are CBS number two. If it were me, I'd want Ian on every game that I do or watch every week. But obviously that's not the case. We just had Ian and Watt. They're going to be the number one team eventually.
Yeah, Watt's got real potential. Give me Kevin Burkhardt. I mean, I know he's Fox, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, I know that Nance is a Hall of Famer, and he was great. And sometimes he's it sounds big with Nance. I'll give you that.
Yeah, Nance and Romo's going to have a nice feel to it.
Romo's, I don't know, man. To me, Romo.
I'm into it. I like that. Romo,
he's been stealing money for years.
Yeah.
He came in. He has been. He came. What did they give him, $30 million? Tony Romo, whatever he's making a year, is a waste of money. Because we're going to watch the game anyway. And Tony Romo came in with an understanding of the league, which obviously had because he was playing. And then that first year he was able, and you guys remember this, he was able to look at a formation, and I don't mean just mean Dallas, and say, hey, Jim, look for this. And he was right almost all the time. But the first, and it was impressive. And everybody's like, wow, Tony Romo's amazing. He is the best we've ever seen. But more and more as the games get away in terms of him being retired, he knows less because he's in the building longer ago. So his guesses are less accurate, less frequent. And one thing that he does, and he's got to stop this. I know I'm getting on a little soapbox here, but this is 101. If you want to be a play-by-player or an analyst and you're a former player, the former player should never say, hey, Jim, what do you think you should do here, Jim? Which is what he does half the time. Like third and two, Jim, you think they got a run or a pass? And then you put Jim Nance on his heels where he's like, oh, I don't know, Tony, here's the play. Like, that's not what Jim Nance is getting gazillion dollars to do. Give me the mechanics of the game, which Jim is still very good at. Tony Romo just is all over the map. Jeez. And I like him as a person. I love Tony Romo. I don't think he's that good anymore. Sorry.
The good thing for you and other Jet fans, if you're not a fan of Romo, you probably don't have to worry about that anymore because I highly doubt CBS number one team is going to be doing many Jet games moving forward.
Hey, take it easy, buddy.
I mean, that's just this might be one and done. I was shocked Ian was doing it. The number two team.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.